Now this is a dictation for Kay, K-A-Y, Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, November 10, 50. Address as a letter, Kaylin Guidman, 3300477. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow-up for Mrs. Stevelton, advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension. Last visit, December 2024. Stroke in July, weakness right upper and lower extremities and problem with speech. Eventually, rehabilitation unit, Mary Fred, F-R-E-D. Diagnosis of interstitial lung disease. Oxygen dependent, 3 to 4 liters. Oxygenation at rest, 90 to 95. 6 feet goes down, 60%. Very limited mobility, no further rehabilitation as she's not able to participate. Cough, which is dry without sputum production. No reported nausea, vomiting, no reported bowel urinary symptoms. She discontinued smoking at the time of prior stroke 5 years ago. She mentioned that many family members, including a brother and 2 cousins, respiratory condition. No nebulizers, no hemoptysis. Next paragraph, present medications. Diabetes, cholesterol management, tolerating Ozempic, on Plavix. The only blood pressure will be metoprolol, off metformin, off HCTC. Diabetes appears to be well controlled, present blood pressure 110 over 72, chronically ill. Daughter is with her, weight 182. Diffuse coarse RALS. Chronic respiratory distress, no pericardial rap, no gross JVD, no ascites, no edema, non-focal, mild decreased hearing. Next paragraph, chemistry from September, creatinine 1.5, which is baseline for a GFR 35 stage 3B, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, anemia 10.5. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, combination of diabetes and blood pressure, stable over time, no indication for dialysis, normal-sized kidneys without obstruction and no urinary retention, anemia, EPO, when hematocrit less than 30, other chemistries as indicated above is stable, continued diabetes cholesterol management, on respiratory failure for interstitial lung disease, oxygen dependent, prognosis is poor, we'll see her back on the next 6 months.